السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The lamp of the believer in darkness is his insight, and the lamp of the heedless away from it is blindness. Translated: Indeed Allah, glorified and exalted, is the light of the heavens and the earth. And every light in them is a spark of his light, and his book is the sensory and moral light.
يهدي به الله من اتبع رضوانه سبل السلام ويخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور بإذنه ويهديهم إلى صراط مستقيم.
He guides with it whom he follows his pleasure to the ways of peace and brings them out of darkness into the light by his permission and guides them to the straight path. Surah Al-Ma'idah, Ayah 16. And this revelation is the path of guidance for the bewildered and the lost, and a proof of salvation from the plots of Shaitan, whose war against us has been since he refused to prostrate to our master Adam in paradise. So whoever holds fast to it is saved, and whoever is blind in this is blind in the hereafter, and more astray in way. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Beware of the insight of the believer, for indeed, He sees with the light of Allah. And in this world, there are two broad titles for the traps of Shaitan for the Muslim, doubt and desires. And these require from the believer awareness, sincerity, and taqwa. For there is no safety for a fighter who is ignorant of the nature of the battlefield land, or who has not trained sufficiently or acquired strength enabling him to repel the enemy, or who relied on himself and became deluded and did not submit his heart to his master. And the condition of the Muslim in this world is the condition of a fighter who struggles against himself, his shaitan, and the doubts of the world and its desires. So he must then be upon insight, meaning an awareness by which he perceives the conditions of the world and its outcomes, and the situation of the enemy, his principles, his ideas, his method in the war against us, and his way of thinking. And before that, his intentions and methods of war of which we are the target. An awareness of all these matters and knowledge of their hidden and apparent realities is a deep view that will not be illuminated except by the light of revelation. The matter is not a matter of knowledge of what is happening, for everyone knows and looks and watches, but awareness is seeing what not everyone sees and treating events from the angles of principles, and judging realities in order to deal with them in what is suitable from the standpoint of the Islamic creed. And this is what distinguishes the possessor of insight from others among people. And the Muslim, when he achieves awareness, sincerity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and taqwa, attains insight, which is the fruit of his taqwa. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows it upon his sincere servants. And it is, as Ibn al-Qayyim, may Allah have mercy on him, defines it, a light which Allah casts into the heart, by which he sees the reality of what the messengers informed of, as if he is seeing with the sight of the eye. And the place of insight is the heart, for it is the place of Allah's gaze, and in it is good and evil, and in it is morsel upon the messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, placed soundness, or corruption of the body. And Al-Akhfash said regarding his subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, I perceived what they did not perceive. Surah Taha, Ayah 96. Meaning, I knew what they did not know from insight, meaning because of it. Al-Layth said, insight is a name of what is believed in the heart from the religion and verification of the matter. And it is said, insight is acumen. The Arabs say, Allah blinded his insights, meaning his acumen, from Ibn al-Arabi, and he did that upon insight, meaning deliberately, and upon other than insight, meaning upon other than certainty. As for firasa, discernment, it is only a fruit of true insight, and a high rank among its ranks, attained only by the people of pure tawheed, the sound heart, the pure inner self, the pure soul, the truthful tongue, and along with that, taqwa and piety, and knowledge and understanding.
أريناكهم فلعرفتهم بسيماهم ولتعرفنهم في لحن القول والله يعلم أعمالكم.
And if we willed, we could show them to you, and you would surely know them by their mark, and you will surely know them by the tone of speech, and Allah knows your deeds. Surah Muhammad, Ayah 30. Reflect upon His subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, and you will surely know them by the tone of speech. This is a confirmed oath with no condition in it, because the appearance of what is in a person's heart upon his tongue is greater than its appearance upon his face. But it appears with a hidden appearance, seen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then it strengthens until it becomes a feature on the face, seen by the people of discernment. Then it strengthens until it appears to the general public. According to the strength and weakness of insight, one's discernment is determined, and the discernment of the truthful who know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His command. When their resolve became attached to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His knowledge, His worship, and calling for the creation to Him upon insight, their discernment became connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, attached to the light of revelation with the light of faith. So it distinguished between what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves and what He hates of entities, sayings, and actions, and distinguished between the vile and the good, the rightful and the false, the truthful and the liar, and knew the measures of the readiness of those walking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it carried every person according to the measure of his readiness in knowledge, will, and action. Mudarraj al-Salikan by Ibn al-Qayyim, part 1, page 123. Ibn Rajab, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon him, said, so if the heart is sound, in it is nothing except the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the will of what He wills. The limbs will not move except in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills. So they hasten to what contains His pleasure and refrain from what He dislikes and from what is feared to be from what He dislikes. He, glorified is He, says, and fear Allah and Allah teaches you. Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 282. People differ in the blindness of insight, in strength and weakness according to what they have of success of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first, then according to what they have of knowledge, understanding taqwa, sincerity, and striving in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
ثُمَّ أَوْرَثْنَا الْكِتَابَ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَيْنَا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا فَمِنْهُمْ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ وَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدٌ وَمِنْهُمْ سَابِقٌ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَضْلُ الْكَبِيرُ.
Then we gave the book as inheritance to those whom we chose from our servants, and among them is he who wrongs himself, and among them is moderate, and among them is foremost in good deeds by permission of Allah. That is the great bounty. Surah Al-Fatir, Ayah 32. Al-Maraghi, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on him, said, indeed the ummah in action is three categories. One who falls short in acting by the book and is excessive against himself. One who is wavering between acting by it and opposing it. And one who advances to the reward of Allah by deeds of goodness and righteous actions by the facilitation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His success. So the people of discernment see what does not appear to the general public, and this is the condition of the aware, insightful believer who treats the course of events according to the vision of the Quran and the Sunnah. So he sees what is plotted against the ummah before it occurs and perceives what they do not perceive of plans and calamities in which the enemy targets his ummah. So he is among those who warn his ummah of them and speak the truth, not fearing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the blame of a blamer. In Surah Al-Buruj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that the goal of the enemy is not killing only, but the trial of the believers away from the religion. So the battle in the field is with weapons, and in the lands of Islam with media means. It is a battle of awareness, and more specifically, political awareness of actions and reactions. And if insight weakens, souls break before fronts. So then the battle requires sincerity, truthfulness, and steadfastness. All of them are gathered in taqwa and holding fast to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and with them, political awareness emanating from Islam. So political awareness is a legal necessity so that the Muslim does not fall into the traps of his enemy and is not an instrument through which the West executes its plots against the Ummah. And from political awareness is that we realize that the chaos we live in has no solution except by establishing a public opinion that imposes itself in the Ummah on the necessity of applying Islam in a comprehensive revolutionary application by the method by which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam applied it, and a public opinion of the necessity of existence of a force that produces this public opinion and prevents its burial or a coup against it or diluting it among the people. And from the forms of insight is that the Muslim realizes the destruction of relying on other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he does not rely on the international system nor beg the Security Council or others. And of course, from what awareness necessitates regarding the result of reliance on the international system is rejecting the regimes in the lands of the Muslims entirely and in detail, for all of them are tools in its hand. And that the solution is in the unity of the Ummah and unifying its capabilities and efforts. And from the discernment of Hizb al-Tahrir, working to resume the Islamic way of life, is warning to the Mujahid factions in Ash-Sham of the danger of relying on the Turkish system and accepting political support or dirty political money. And from its discernment, it's warning that establishing the Palestine Liberation Organization, PLO, is a step to sell the cause of Palestine. And the days have proven its truthfulness and its exposure of the treachery of Arafat, Sadat, and Abdul Nasser before the Ummah discovered and believed. And from it, also its exposure of Erdogan and his connection to America and his service to it, which the revolution of Ash-Sham exposed and Gaza exposed. And for us in our master, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was the bear warner, is an example, and Abu Bakr, by whose hand a number of the 10 promised paradise embraced Islam, and he by whom the Muslims stood firm when they received the calamity of the death of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he saw the trial that almost destroyed the Ummah when the Arab tribes apostatized and denied the zakah, and he said, "By Allah, if they were to withhold from me a rope they used to give to the Messenger of Allah, I would fight them over it." And he said, "I will surely fight who separate between prayer and zakah." Despite his affliction at the loss of his beloved, his close friend, and his messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his execution of the expedition of Usama, and the state of weakness through which Medina was passing. But with his insight, he realized that the matter was a matter of truthfulness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and a steadfastness upon his law. And had his resolve wavered, the Muslims would have perished and the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have vanished. And his insight, when he appointed Umar ibn al-Khattab over the Muslims, and his example, our master Umar, who used to say, "I am not cunning, nor does the cunning deceive me." He subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُو إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُو إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي وَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ
Say, "This is my path. I call to Allah upon insight, I and whoever follows me, and exalted is Allah, and I am not of the polytheists." Surat Yusuf, Ayah 108. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir by Bayan Jamal. Hashtag True Vision for Change. Hashtag Ruqyat Haqiqa Littaghir. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.